Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into Japan's economic landscape, specifically focusing on a significant move, the government's plan to issue over $73.5 billion in new bonds for a stimulus package. This figure is notably higher than last year's issuance for similar measures.
That's right. It signals a heavy reliance on borrowed funds to navigate current economic challenges. We need to understand what this economic package entails and why this increased borrowing is so significant right now. It really probes the health of Japan's public finances and its overall economic strategy.
Exactly. To understand this, we first have to acknowledge Japan's persistent reality, its public finances. For years, Japan has held one of the highest debt-to-GDP ratios among developed nations. It's a long-standing characteristic that's been managed, largely because the debt is held domestically.
But this decision to issue more debt for stimulus inherently adds to that burden. Think of it like a household already with a mortgage and loans taking out another, larger loan. It provides immediate relief, but it undeniably increases the total debt principal.
And the impact isn't just the headline number, it's the servicing of that debt. A larger principal means higher interest payments over time, especially if rates rise. This brings us to a crucial question about fiscal policy: is this increased borrowing an absolute necessity due to urgent conditions, or a strategic choice prioritizing immediate stimulus over long-term fiscal prudence?
The challenge of servicing this debt is profound. The government collects taxes for public services and debt interest. If debt grows, a larger portion of future tax revenue goes to interest payments, potentially reducing spending on essential services or requiring higher taxes. It's a delicate balancing act.
Precisely. The government needs to stimulate the economy, create jobs, and support businesses, especially now. Yet, each yen borrowed adds to future obligations. This new issuance, while intended as a catalyst, also becomes a growing anchor on future fiscal flexibility. It's a trade-off, and its sustainability is a constant debate.
And this balancing act is happening against a backdrop of shifting global financial conditions. The environment for borrowing is becoming more challenging, which brings us to the critical factor of rising yields.
Let's talk about bond yields. Simply put, they're the return an investor gets on a bond, essentially the interest rate a government pays. When yields are low, borrowing is cheap; when they rise, it's more expensive.
And we're seeing a global trend, and potentially a domestic one in Japan, where yields are rising. This is driven by factors like persistent inflation and aggressive interest rate hikes by central banks, including the Bank of Japan, which has been adjusting its ultra-loose monetary policy.
For Japan, this upward trend is concerning because it directly impacts the cost of financing this stimulus. Higher yields mean higher interest payments on the new $73.5 billion. But it also increases the cost of servicing Japan's existing massive debt pile.
This creates a dangerous potential for what economists call a doom loop. Rising yields increase debt servicing costs. To cover these, the government might need to borrow more, which increases bond supply, pushing yields even higher. It's a self-reinforcing cycle.
Imagine having a variable rate mortgage and interest rates climb. Your payments go up. If your income doesn't, you struggle. To cope, you might take out a personal loan, adding another debt payment and making your situation more precarious. That's the essence of the doom loop risk for Japan.
The rising yield environment significantly complicates Prime Minister Takaichi's strategy. It means the act of borrowing to stimulate the economy could become more expensive, potentially diminishing the stimulus's effectiveness or forcing even more borrowing.
So, what are the objectives of this stimulus package, and what are the trade-offs? While specifics are emerging, we can infer the general aims based on current economic conditions. It's likely designed to address persistent inflation, weak domestic demand, and long-term structural issues from Japan's aging and shrinking population.
The government's dilemma is stark: how to provide immediate economic relief and foster growth without irrevocably damaging long-term fiscal health. It's a high-wire act, balancing present needs with future responsibilities.
Governments often explore various funding mechanisms. Beyond bonds, options include raising taxes or cutting spending. but tax hikes can dampen activity, and spending cuts can be unpopular or impact vital services. This reliance on bond issuance suggests alternatives were less desirable.
For citizens and businesses, the potential benefits are clear: more disposable income, support for industries, job creation, and economic stability. Infrastructure projects create jobs and improve productivity. Social welfare provides a safety net.
However, the core trade-off remains: immediate relief comes at the cost of increasing national debt and future obligations. It's a classic Keynesian approach, but one with significant fiscal implications in Japan's unique context.
As this news circulates, financial markets are paying close attention. Their reaction will be a critical barometer. How will global and domestic investors view this increased bond issuance?
There's a potential impact on the Japanese yen. Increased borrowing, if perceived as adding fiscal risk, could put downward pressure on the yen. This makes imports more expensive but might boost exports, a double-edged sword.
More broadly, investor sentiment is key. Will markets see this as fiscal prudence, a necessary measure? Or will it be interpreted as increasing fiscal risk, signaling a growing debt without a clear consolidation path?
The answer influences Japan's borrowing costs and its economic standing. A significant portion of Japan's debt is held domestically, which has historically provided a buffer. However, global investor perception also plays a crucial role.
We'll be watching key indicators: the spread between Japanese government bond, JGB, yields and those of other major economies, currency market movements, and credit rating agency assessments. The market's interpretation is a crucial test.
Looking ahead, Japan's long-term outlook is tied to how it navigates this growing debt mountain. Remember, its high debt is largely held domestically. This has allowed Japan to sustain higher debt levels than many countries.
But this doesn't make the debt disappear or eliminate the challenges. If yields continue to rise, higher borrowing costs could trigger a cycle of increasing debt servicing. This might lead to fiscal tightening, significant tax increases, or public service cuts.
Can Japan's economy grow its way out of this debt? For a mature economy with demographic challenges, achieving sustained high growth rates needed to significantly reduce the debt-to-GDP ratio would be extraordinary. It would likely require robust productivity gains and innovation.
This situation prompts us to consider innovative solutions. Perhaps new public-private partnerships, leveraging technology for efficiency, or policies to boost birth rates and workforce participation. The path forward requires strategic economic development, not just fiscal management.
Ultimately, this decision to issue over $73.5 billion in new bonds is more than a headline figure. It's a critical juncture where immediate stimulus needs collide with fiscal realities. It highlights the tension between supporting the economy today and ensuring long-term financial stability.
The government's approach is a calculated gamble. They're betting the stimulus uplift will outweigh increased borrowing costs and the long-term debt burden. This strategy hinges on future growth to service present needs.
However, the underlying demographic trends, a shrinking workforce and aging population, are persistent headwinds against achieving the robust growth needed to alleviate this debt. Without a demographic shift or productivity leap, it's a long climb.
Consider the implications for future generations. The debt issued today is a claim on tomorrow's resources. It means children and grandchildren will bear the responsibility for repayment. This adds complexity to the fiscal debate: is it fair to burden future generations?
Furthermore, the effectiveness of the stimulus isn't guaranteed. Stimulus packages are not magic bullets. Success depends on how funds are deployed, prevailing economic conditions, and consumer/business confidence. If it fails, the debt burden could become a drag.
This is the tightrope Prime Minister Takaichi's government is walking: stimulating the economy while managing formidable debt, in a less forgiving global financial environment. The choices made now will shape Japan's economic trajectory.
The Bank of Japan's role is crucial. For years, they've used ultra-accommodative policies. But as global inflation rises and other central banks tighten, the BOJ is cautiously shifting away from its ultra-loose stance. This adds pressure on government borrowing costs.
As the central bank normalizes policy, interest rates will likely rise, making it more expensive for the government to issue new debt and refinance existing obligations. This creates a dual challenge, needing to borrow more at a higher cost.
The path forward is undoubtedly challenging, requiring astute policy and a clear vision for long-term economic health. The issuance of these new bonds signals commitment to immediate concerns but amplifies existing worries about fiscal sustainability.
The coming months and years will be crucial in determining if this fiscal maneuver is a prudent step or a deepening of Japan's fiscal challenges. The world, and Japan itself, will be watching very closely.
And that brings us to our summary. Let's break down the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities we've discussed regarding Japan's growing debt and stimulus plans.
First, under high public debt, the key factor is its sheer magnitude. The strength and insight here is that it's historically managed due to high domestic ownership, providing relative stability against external shocks.
The challenge, of course, is that it adds to an already substantial debt burden. This increases future interest payment obligations and could potentially crowd out essential public services. It's a persistent concern.
Next, increased bond issuance. The strength is that it provides necessary capital for economic stimulus, potentially boosting demand, creating jobs, and supporting key sectors. This is the immediate goal.
The weakness or challenge here is that it exacerbates the debt-to-GDP ratio and increases the principal amount to be serviced. This is especially concerning in a rising interest rate environment, as we've discussed.
Moving to the rising yield environment. A potential strength or insight is that global trends might stabilize, or domestic demand for JGBs could keep yields relatively contained. It's not a guaranteed continuous rise.
However, the significant challenge is that it directly increases the cost of servicing both new and existing debt. This risks the doom loop where higher costs necessitate more borrowing, pushing yields even higher.
Then we have the stimulus package objectives. The strength and insight is that it aims to address inflation, weak domestic demand, and long-term demographic issues, potentially improving living standards and economic vitality.
The challenge is that its effectiveness isn't guaranteed. It might prove insufficient or lead to unintended consequences if not well targeted or if structural issues persist. Careful calibration is absolutely essential.
Finally, demographic challenges. The insight here is the potential for innovation and increased productivity through technology and policy reforms to boost workforce participation. There are opportunities.
But the significant challenge remains: a shrinking and aging population presents a persistent headwind to achieving the sustained high growth rates needed to outpace debt accumulation. That's a tough demographic hurdle to overcome.
It's a complex picture, indeed. The government is walking a tightrope, trying to stimulate the economy while managing a massive debt, especially in this rising yield environment. The long-term implications are significant.
Absolutely. The choices made now regarding this stimulus and debt issuance will critically shape Japan's economic future. We'll continue to monitor these developments closely.
Indeed. Thanks for breaking this down with me today.
Thank you for joining us on the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. We'll be back with more insights soon.